Item number 7, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Community Development Black Grant Program. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Cole.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, there was a request at the last committee meeting asking specifically for the $44,964 that the county board at that time wanted to set aside specifically for our housing division. So we wanted to let you know that we did touch base with HUD, and they were aware of the change, and they were indicated that they were fine with it. So that's there. We also wanted to give you a little more information in terms of how we evaluated and our scoring process, so that's indicated in the report. We all, specifically how we determine eligibility, determined that there has to be a determination that it meets a national objective and also have the jurisdictional impact, meaning the project has to serve people in the 16 surrounding municipalities, not to include the city of Milwaukee, West Dallas, and Wauwatosa. And then we also gave the scoring process that we use with the individual points that we use to award the projects. We also had two individuals. The scoring consisted of two individuals within our housing division. We had a City of Milwaukee representative and also a City of a Wauwatosa representative. Moving forward, we'd like to expand that that committee, and I spoke with Madam Chair, and we'll provide you with some ideas on how we want to move forward for the next allocation coming up.
Starting with Supervisor Weishman, I think that was your amendment on the monies that were put into the adjustment. If you want to ask any questions?
No, I'm fine with the explanation.
Okay. Any other comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a brief comment. Is this this is another area we get, 90, 100 requests, and you know, I see you still have the 3-year limitations on consecutive grants in some areas. Is a template for the scoring? Did we take that from somewhere else, or how do we figure the point values here? I'd be curious in that because that's kind of crucial to the whole process here. So that would be my question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, we did consult with HUD, and they gave us some recommendations, and we also looked at Dane County in particular on how they scored their project, so we use that as our template for reviewing the applications.
And then my follow-up, please, would be then, and I was off this committee for a while, but we used to get these tremendous amounts of packets. Everybody's got 3 minutes when they come to the public hearing, and we go through all the stuff they have to read and stuff. But will you give then kind of recommendations, or will those point values be known, or how these groups did then, so we look at that beforehand, too?
Sure. There is...
Is that on? Hello?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Madam Chair, Supervisor, there... and we have another report that's going to show the process we're going to use to allocate the... to award the projects this next year. Part of it is going to have a presentation, and then we were going to score the projects based on what we hear in the presentation and all of the other information we receive through the application process.
But because it's such a difficult process, there's so many worthwhile causes, and I guess the scoring helps me a lot, Madam Chair, and maybe other committee people too will appreciate this. The fact that, at least like when we do roads and playgrounds, we have grading, and so it gives us, some kind of measure, or else it's not just, they're nice and we give this one. And
sure.
Otherwise, it's pretty difficult to make those kind of decisions.
Right.
We try to, maybe we have a good system, and Mr. Bolton's an excellent job on this. He's put a lot of hours on it. And, making sure we're fair and, this much and not to give too much. And I think also the philosophy of giving partials, so we can give more groups, just like we talked about with the housing. The more groups we can serve, I think, the better it is. And I think all of us like to reward people who help themselves. And so when I see funding from other groups besides coming to the county, I think that's a great help in making these decisions, because they're not coming to us just for help. They've got other organizations help. They're doing their own fundraising. I think those are crucial components, and I see that's in the scoring, too, and I'm glad to see that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I'm sure we'll be revisiting this again when we get to actually starting to review these. Just for the committee's information, my question was, the individuals that are scoring this all seem to be from areas not including those 16 municipalities, and I was wondering if that was a requirement, and the answer was no. So we're going to maybe revisit at least getting one representative from the 16 municipalities that actually benefit, but hopefully one without a conflict.
Correct.
Yeah. Supervisor Mayo, you have a question.
I have a question, but Madam Chair. I think the way they have set it up, no one can be said is biased. If you have somebody there from one of the municipalities, that's what the problem they said earlier, because every supervisor is trying to get stuff for their own area. So even though I don't like the scoring because we take us out of it, but I think the way they set it up is more friendly and away from the supervisors, and no one could say, well, you had a representative from, say, St. Francis who wants the money. Then they get something, then there's a problem. Get another individual on there. You may have staff on there. But if you have one of the municipalities in there, I don't think so. But my question to you, and I think it's number 8, how are you going to deal with the other 16 municipalities when you say you're going to want to bring their money into and put it so they compete for that money also? And that's going to be very interesting.
Right.
Is that number 8 or is that still could be specific number 7?
That'll be a separate, Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, that'll be another discussion that we would like to have with ICC.
Oh, so it's not in these?
Right, not in these. But back to your point, Supervisor Mayo, you raise a legitimate point, and we'd like to provide some suggestions to the county board. So spend some time over the next month or two, look at some of the models that are out there, and come before the county board and show some options. But clearly, as you suggest, we want to be very careful about not presenting a potential conflict. So that's something that's going to be important for all of us.
Supervisor Weishaw?
I just want people to walk away from this conversation thinking there is this so-called big problem, conflict of interest. The reality is the vast majority of the county board represents entitlement communities, and we're not in that decision-making process. Myself, I represent the city of Milwaukee and West Dallas to entitlement communities. When we have made decisions on block grants, it's how it affects Milwaukee County as a whole. And some of those on the other side have not liked that, and so they want to claim this false argument of, we're somehow trying to do something for our districts and things like that. And in fact, they just didn't like our decision-making process. The fact is, if anybody does the math, the 3/4 of the board represents areas that are solely entitlement communities, and especially with this last redistricting process, there's very few in the suburban area.
All good points. All right, we will revisit this. So thank you for the report.